Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone.
All right, who's ready to come up out of their comfort zone? Hello, this is August Crenshaw. Welcome back to As a Kid Radio Show. As usual, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to engage and to speak with you all. I'm excited to see what is this new thing that God has to reveal, or better yet, it's really not new. It's just possibly new to us, you know. So I just want to just jump on in there. I put on the post on Facebook, for those of you guys that follow me, that we're going to talk about our mouth today. For those of you that follow me specifically on Blog Talk, then you know I'm talking about how we mess up situations. And then I'm not talking about the typical situations where, you know, somebody did you so bad that you had to cuss them out and you got to feel bad because, you know, you went off the deep end. I'm talking about these situations that we think are minor and how they impact us. And we end up burning bridges or missing out on blessings. And I'm going to get some clarity. You know how I kind of ramble sometimes, but, you know, it's all going to come and make sense. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. But the bottom line is, Christians, we have to be careful how we think, because how we think impacts what comes out of our mouth. And what comes out of our mouth impacts our relationships. And what impacts our relationships will also, what happens with our relationships impacts our opportunities. So I always use all kinds of stories. You guys know that I'm an open book. I don't mind using myself. So, but I'm going to use myself in a personal situation. And did you understand what brought me to specific topic this time? So here it is. I'm in Texas. I'm beginning to get all my stuff in order, and I want to move forward with my business. And I'm looking at schools, I'm looking at venues, registering the name here, licensing, all of those different things. And Texas is a little bit different. Now, when I set up my business in St. Louis, I got solicitation, you know, via mail for merchant accounts and stuff like that. But I had a lot of calls here in Texas from people that are actually officially located here. Matter of fact, I have yet to receive anything by mail to solicit me for any form of help with my business. Everything has been direct contact. You know, it's kind of like when you get that speeding ticket and then all of a sudden you get all of those letters in the mail saying, do you need an attorney? It's that, but then magnified because of the personal touch. So bottom line is this woman called me after about 10 or 15 other people called me. So, you know, I'm annoyed by now. I don't want to speak to anybody else about a merchant account because everybody's got the best rate. And do you use the Square? Because we can beat the Square and we can do this and we can do that. And so by the time this one lady called me, I was like, Woosai, she talks. She's like, hi, and I just want to talk to you because maybe I can help you and, you know, so on and so forth. And after I let her give her spiel, I politely said, okay, well, that sounds like what the other guy said, and let me guess, you're going to ask me this and ask me that and blah, 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 blah. And then the woman proceeds on to say, well, no, actually, I want to set up an appointment. I want to come to meet with you. You know, I would like to meet with you. I like to know your story. I like to understand your business so then I can see if there's truly a connection. And the conversation went from there. So now I'm a little excited because I didn't hear the whole sales pitch approach. And I'm like, okay, so this woman understands relationships. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take that nasty plunge, and I'm even going to invite this woman to my home and let her meet with me and sit down and look at her product and see where we can go from there. She also said that she knew a lot about the city. She could help me with marketing and so on and so forth. So I'm excited. Well, the day that she was supposed to come, I'm on the phone. My husband calls me, hey, you good? You know, you got anything you want to discuss with me? You ready for the meeting? And we're just talking. And at about 8:50, he's like, well, I know you probably, because he knows I'm extremely punctual. I know you probably want to go ahead and get off the phone to make sure you squared away. And I said, you know, to me, it's kind of odd. She didn't call and confirm this morning. I would assume that someone would be early as opposed to being on time. You guys know the saying that if you're on time, you're late. You know, and if you're early, then you're on time. And you need a special code to get into the apartment complex. And so I hadn't heard from her yet. So I'm like, okay, it's only 10 minutes early still. She has time. But I'm like, okay, well, I'm just seeing how she moves. So I'm like, you know what, just stay on the phone and talk to me. I'm confident I'm fine. Plus, the more I talk to my husband, the more I think about things, and I can have these excellent questions to ask her, so no biggie. Well, at 9:15, the woman still isn't here. Now, let me help you understand something. I'm talking about August right now. I mean, I'm not talking about anybody else. Remember, the essence of today's show is not those negative situations where somebody finna be banging and some cussing and shooting or something. I'm just talking about everyday circumstances with people we encounter and how we deal with them. You have to understand my personality. For those people that know me, when I say, hey, I'm going to be at your house to pick you up at 7:30, I'm there at 7:20. If you tell me you need to be picked up from your job at 8 o'clock, I'm there at 7:45. If you know, people will say, well, you know, I understand because I'm using your time. No. If I dedicate myself to do something, I hate to make people wait. Yeah, you could have been catching a bus and waiting outside or anything, but you're not. I volunteered to pick you up, and so I'm going to be on time. Anybody that knows me, they know that that's how I am. And that's what everyday things. So you could imagine for a business meeting, it's getting all up under my skin. It's tacky. It's unprofessional. It's just my pet peeve. This woman is not here. She has not called. She's already late, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you knew you were late if you were supposed to be leaving at 9:30 and you couldn't get out the door. But listen to this. I said to my husband, I said, you know what? I sure hope this lady don't call me and try to reschedule. I said, but you know what? Let me calm down, because everything I do from this moment forward, it impacts created. People aren't going to see August Crenshaw anymore. What they're going to see is created. So I'm like, you know what? I'll let her down easy. I'll figure out how I'm going to deal with this situation, but I can't respond the way I instinctively know that I want to respond. It'll be 100% August. And I thank God, because this was, trust me, when you hear the rest of the testimony, this was nothing but God impacting my train of thought. So as soon as I said those words, my line clicks. And it's the woman. Now, she's even more tacky. I didn't hear on the other end, oh, hey, how are you? I am so, so sorry. I got, you know, my leg cut off. Something really drastic and extreme happened that kept me from calling you first. Can I please still come? She called like nothing was wrong. She was like, yeah, I'm supposed to be coming to see you. Girl, I'm just so behind schedule. I can get to you by 10 o'clock, and you the one who's got that business with the leather stuff. And I was like, no, I'm not. You the one who needed me to bring that book. No, I'm not. I'm the one who designs jewelry. So now, oh, my God, you're coming to solicit me for business. You sound like you understand relationships, but you don't remember who I am. I mean, come on. I know she talks to oodles of peoples all the time, but you mean to tell me you didn't have any little notes doodled down in your book? 9 o'clock appointment, August, does the custom jewelry. You know, something to remind you of who I am so that you could come prepare for the meeting, and you calling me without apologizing, still trying to come to the meeting at 10 o'clock. But I told her, I said, you know what? I said, that's fine. So I allowed the woman to come. She sat down. She gave her pitch. She was very poorly prepared. I knew that I didn't want to use the product in the first place. She basically did have the same thing that everybody else said. She just camouflaged it with the whole little spiel of, you know, the relationships and stuff like that. So, you know, because I just let her do what she did. And I said, well, you know, I don't want to exhaust all of my capital. I thank you for your product, da-da-da-da. I can't use that. I said, but on another note, I am just curious to know, because you said that you could help me market my company, what resources do you have and do you know about here in Houston? Because, I mean, let me get what I can out of this situation. So to make a long story short, I found out about this class at the University of Houston. It's a microfinance program specifically for entrepreneurs. And she was like, registration had already passed. The class was starting in like the next 6 days or something like that. And she was like, I know the woman. I can give you her name, her number, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the bottom line is I am taking a class at the University of Houston that is not just a business class. I did go to school and get my business degree, but this is a specific class that is funded by Wells Fargo, Capital One Bank, you know, some heavy hitters, because Houston is very big about encouraging entrepreneurship. And this class only happens once per semester, because it's also tied into the master's business degree program at the University of Houston. It costs well over $3,000 to participate in, and I did not have to pay a dime. So my thing is, if I would have done what I usually would have done and said, you know what, ma'am, I'm not trying to be funny, but did you really have the audacity to call me? Do you not realize what time it is? You do understand our appointment was at 9, and here it is with no regard for my time, for real, you asking me if you could just come at 10. Because I'm the kind of person that people that know me, especially back in the day, I had to get my issue off. I need you to hear me, let me tell you about yourself. If I would have responded in that manner, if I would have went with my instincts, what would I have missed out on? I would have missed out on a class that's going to fine-tune and tweak me as a businesswoman. It's loaded with 40 to 50 other entrepreneurs. Yes, some of them were jewelry designers, but we got people in there that want to do errand services, comedic things online. It's called networking, people. For those of you that are business-minded, you know, I'll tell somebody about your business. You tell somebody, you know, about mine. Matter of fact, the woman I was sitting next to in class was a custom jewelry designer. We immediately exchanged numbers because, see, there's no fear in me that I can't talk to you because you're going to take my customers or vice versa, because what God has for me, it is for me. But you're from Houston. You have access to resources. You know more about the wholesalers here and stuff like that than I do. Maybe I have some wisdom to pass on to her to fine-tune and tweak her business. She wasn't really that familiar with, she's an older woman, so with doing things online. So I just thank God that he put me in that position, because look at the opportunity it provided me. The bottom line is that on a regular basis, we as men and women of God should be prepared to always respond in the calm. And that's uncomfortable. Most of the time we want to let people know how we feel, or we want to retreat from situations as opposed to having crucial conversations. The bottom line is when it comes to our mouths, sometimes that is our biggest place of weakness. You know, Christians, we can have a tendency to be very harsh and judgmental and critical of others, but we need to take a bigger look at ourselves. Now, I don't want to use that woman's services, but the way that I handled her and how cordial I was with her, I didn't burn a bridge. You know, when I was younger, my grandmother and them, you know, they used to always teach me you don't want to burn bridges, but I never really thought about it from the perspective of, you know, how could I burn a bridge with somebody I don't know? Because, see, we're talking about something in the supernatural, people. We're not talking about things that are just in the natural playing field. There was a supernatural bridge right there. There's no actual connection with me and this woman, but there was a connection to her, I mean, through her, to give me insight and knowledge to get me to the place that I needed to be. So my thing is today it's just real sweet and simple. Go back and rewind through your minds the encounters that you've had with people. Because I'm going to tell you something. Number one, this woman did not have her hair together. Now, as a former hairstylist, I was looking like, oh, Jesus, she needs to let me do something with it. She did not come dressed down, you know, looking sharp like she was going to do a business presentation. She just came up looking like a regular old lady, like she wanted to, you know, just a typical woman that wants to come and present a product to me. So once again, that the judgment cannot be there when we look at people, because there's some other information that she gave me too. We'll just stop right there with that particular piece of information because that was the most important thing to me. But she was somebody that was connected and had a wealth of information. She took that class, so she knows oodles of entrepreneurs. So protect your relationships, even the ones that you don't know are getting ready to come. Now, you guys know that a lot of times when I do the radio show, it's laid back. I don't always give a bunch of scriptures. And honestly, between the last two radio shows, it was so intense in the word that I think it's good that we kind of calm it down. But please understand this. You all know that no matter what I say, it's always biblically based. Harsh words stir up anger. A soft voice turns away wrath. That's a proverb. So think about this. I broke this down before. When we think harsh, a lot of times we automatically think, oh, man, did you hear that? She cussed him out. She did this. She did that. See, but harsh doesn't mean that you were loud. Harsh doesn't mean that you cussed or that you use any type of condescending language. It could just be your body language. It could be your tone. It could be your attitude. You know, at the end of the day, if I look at a woman and say, you stupid babe, versus saying, you know what, you are a stupid. Whether I say it soft or whether I say it loud, it's still harsh words. So to sit there and say to somebody, you know what, you're stupid, versus say you're stupid mother blanket, it doesn't. Bottom line is you all know what I'm talking about. You get the gist. It's not necessarily just the words that you pick. It's the tone and disposition and the demeanor that comes with it. Soft, on the other hand, doesn't really mean soft. It means what it say. The old folks say what the words say, that let your words be seasoned with grace. Let your words be seasoned with salt. So to be careful what actually comes off your tongue. Let some type of flavor or life come out of it. The power of life and death really do exist in the tongue. And a lot of times when we hear that scripture, we always say, like if somebody say, oh, I ain't never going to make it. The power of life and death exists in the tongue. You didn't already said you're going to fail. Okay, well, life and death, even when it's bouncing off of you, the way that you speak about situations and circumstances. So the bottom line is, in order to get to this place where you control your mouth better, you have to be willing to listen to the Holy Spirit. The bottom line is the Holy Spirit was already ministering to me right before that woman came. The Holy Spirit didn't say, you're about to meet a lazy SOB, so be prepared to deal with them in a very calm and a peaceful manner. The Holy Spirit ministered to August about August. I'm sorry, really the Holy Spirit ministered to August about created. Everything that you do from this day forward does not reflect you. It reflects your company. You are no longer August Crenshaw. You are created. So be careful how you handle folks. So I am able to see one of the listeners on the line. I don't know if this individual is going to want to give her testimony because it wasn't the same thing, but she had a similar situation. She could have responded out of self. And instead of responding out of self, she responded according to what would be the most compassionate thing to do. She protected the relationship and got blessed at the same time. And I don't know if this individual that's on the line is willing to share a testimony. If you are, please push one. I would love to chime you in. I would love for someone else to hear what it's like to... I don't even have to explain anymore. She's coming on. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Yes, I put you on the spot. As long as if you're in the top callers, you know I can see your numbers right away. If you're in the bottom set, I can't. And I see you today. And because we spoke, I know about what happened to you. So please, you know, share with everybody what happened with you.
Okay, well, basically, my grandmother, her name is Valerie. She's not my blood grandmother, but she's dating my grandfather. Her mother died sometime, oh, I don't even remember when, almost 2 weeks ago now, and it really messed her up, and that was a rough time for Valerie, and so my grandfather and I were trying to be there for her as much as we could. Well, also in the process, I had just started, I mean, I decided to make a blog, and for this particular week, which of course was last week, I decided to write about Valentine's Day, but not from the view that people usually say, like, oh, if you're not with anyone, love yourself or love your significant other. It was about helping others and supporting others. And me writing that actually spoke to me much more than I thought it would because, of course, Valerie, you know, she was having the funeral, and the funeral just so happened to be on Valentine's Day. Which
Wow.
Was an odd, yeah, it was a very odd day to me, and I was like, why is it on Valentine's Day? Like, that's just dreadful. And I already have, it's not a fear of funerals, but I just don't like funerals at all. And so I had been debating over and over again as to whether or not I was going to go because, especially for my last two experiences from funerals, I mean, they were just awful. So I was like, I'm not going.
Gotcha.
But in the end, I was like, you know what? My grandma needs me, and it doesn't matter what day the funeral is on, I'm going to go, or, you know, or how I feel, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go to this funeral to at least support her. So the funeral came, and we got there. Long story short, I ended up sitting next to a lady that I did not know. And while we were just sitting there, out of nowhere, she looks at my earrings, and she's like, oh, my gosh, you have your earring backs. I need mine. Because woman, you know, when she doesn't have her earring backs, the world is just completely over. And so we were laughing about it and everything, and she started to compliment my earrings. And so I told her, I was like, oh, thank you so much. I made them. And she's like, really? You made those? I was like, yes, ma'am. And I also made the necklace and the bracelets to go with it. And she ended up asking me if I could make her a set. And I told her I would love to. So we got everything finalized after the funeral was over. The significant thing about that would be that I moved back to St. Louis not too long ago, and I had been applying for jobs like crazy. And even to this very day, I still haven't received a phone call from anyone saying, hey, you want to come for an interview or anything. No one has contacted me, so I've just been without a job for a nice little minute now. And I've been trying to find, I guess, other ways to make money. And
right.
She was the first person, even in that circumstance of going to a funeral, she was my very first customer. Yeah.
Now, in addition to, and because it's always different when you're giving your own testimony, but because we talked about this, in addition to her saying that she wanted the jewelry, she also was not one of those people like, ooh, why you charge that much? She, my understanding from what you told me, she willingly gave you the deposit and also said that she was going to pass your name and number on to other people, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, just to add on to what you were saying, so the bottom line is you had an opportunity. Now, I'm going to put in something else that you left out. This woman's mother that passed, unfortunately, she was in a nursing home, and she was very mean, and that's common. So I'm not talking about her, but based on you, you know, talking to me, the woman was above and beyond mean. When you met her, she was mean to you. So the appropriate thing to do would be like, you know what? I can't go. I can't be fake. You know, what am I going to go to that funeral for? Because I didn't really like her, and she didn't like me, and I didn't know her, and she didn't know that. And Valerie's just going to have to understand that. And if you would have opened your mouth and you would have put that out there, you also possibly could have messed up your relationship with Valerie. You could have hurt your grandfather's feelings. You would have not been at that funeral, and you would have never had that conversation with that woman. So, like I said, there was a bridge. In the circumstance with someone who was utterly evil that you could barely want to say anything positive to, there was a bridge between the connection between that woman and you getting to the woman that was actually at the funeral. And that's the biggest thing that I want people to take home, is understanding that these people that we run into and these circumstances, we cannot devalue them. We cannot look at them and say, well, I don't know them anyway, you know, it don't make no difference, and keep it pushing, because on the spiritual realm, there are bridges between us and these people that we are encountering, and that is why, as Christians, we cannot respond like the status quo. Now, the status quo would have agreed with you if you would have said, you know what, I really can't go because I already have a hang-up on funerals, I didn't know, et cetera, et cetera. If you would have given all of those reasons to a regular person, they would have been like, well, you know, tomato, tomato, it's your preference. I feel you, dog, because I wouldn't do it either. But see, but when right. the heart of God says something different, you have to move different. You know, so I want to thank you for sharing that, you know, on the air, you know, putting it out there. Did you have anything else you want to say before I move forward?
No, nothing else. Thank you for giving me the chance to speak, because I was actually going to press one anyway.
Well, then, great. All right, so let me go ahead and kind of get to closing, unless there are some other comments. Thank you. I always appreciate that. It's awesome whenever a guest can share their own testimonies. You know, so, like I said, slightly different circumstances with relationships, encounters with people, but they both were encounters that could have made us retreat and not extend a relationship and not deal with people. I mean, think about it. How many of you are in that same place? There's somebody you really rather not talk to, you really rather not be bothered with, but I'm telling you right now, the way you handle that person and that individual could really dictate and determine the blessing that lies ahead of you. And I'm not talking about being manipulative, because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to miss it. If you listen to me like some people listen to their pastors, and you say, you know what, August made this comment, and so every time I get an opportunity to, I'm just going to smile in everybody's face, and I'm going to, you know, be nice, and I'm going to pretend like nothing happened, you're missing the point of this show. Let me just add this. There's another scripture in the Bible that says that open rebuke is better than secret love, okay? So there are times when we do have conversations that are a little bit forthcoming. You know, I don't believe in cookie cutter answers, but I'm talking about if this applies, let the Holy Spirit minister to you today and moving forward throughout your week, even through your tomorrow, pay attention to what's going on with the relationships, and even notice, even if there is an opportunity to rebuke, sometimes it isn't even for you necessarily to directly rebuke, you know, so I just want to bring that piece of clarity out there, because I don't want anybody to sit there and say, well, August is just saying that we're just supposed to be some punks and we're just supposed to smile and just, you know, respond to everybody with open arms and just be all hunky-dory. No, I'm not saying that. But if you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, He will give you the wisdom to let you know exactly which way it is that you need to go, what you need to do, and how you need to respond to people. But overall, even with open rebuke, you still do it in the spirit of love. If you're doing things for real, for real, for real in the spirit of love, no matter how you respond or what you do, you can't go wrong. You know, so I want to thank everybody for joining in this evening. I believe that everything was pretty much crystal clear and straight and to the point. Always, just my announcements at the end. You can always come back and listen to the show if you missed it. You didn't get all of it in, because I did have some latecomers. Maybe within about the next 15 minutes to an hour. Sometimes it could take a little bit longer. Go to the website. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ASAKID, ASAKID, and just go ahead and listen to the show. go feel free. There are a bunch of other shows you can listen to in the archives. If you have any questions or comments that you just didn't really want to put out on the air, feel free to email me at augustcrenshaw@yahoo.com. Don't forget the E at the end of my first name. If you want to join me and continue to follow me, plug in and send me a friend request on Facebook. I accept everybody's friend requests. As long as you just don't do anything that's too heinous, you're all right with me. You know, it's a free world. So I'm just very happy that everybody joined in. I want you to continue to join in. If you have any specific topic requests, put it out there. Send it to me. In addition to that, please go to my website. Check out what I've got going on. Go to www.created75.com and take a look at the jewelry line that I've also released too. It's barely just gotten started. It's a new baby, barely a year old, and we're really wanting to push this thing forward. So I just thank God and praise God for all of you being on the show. I pray that everything that's been spoken today impacts your heart, your mind, and your spirit, and you understand that these new people that you keep crossing paths with, that they are bridges to another place you want to go. And, I know I need to stop. Now I'm beginning to sound like the pastor that's in the pulpit that's saying, we're getting ready to go, and 5 minutes later, I'm finna close in 5 minutes. Okay, that's not what I'm trying to do to you. For those of you that saw the movie Crash, remember that? Yeah. If you saw the movie Crash, everything that we've said up until now, that alone probably brought everything together for you. The people that we're meeting may be the bridges to our next step. So thanks for joining us. I'll love to speak to you all next week. Come back. Love you guys.